you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that. Monday. Welcome to a Monday. The 17th of May. Am I got that right? Yeah, I do.
You do? Yeah.
2021. Still no Lord, but things are getting better out there. You know? Hopefully getting better for people. Hope people are having fun.
I got to hang out at a bar.
Yeah, you did.
For the first time this weekend.
I was at the racetrack.
Were you?
Well, the horse racetrack.
Oh, I thought you were filling in for Craig on the microphone.
No.
Down the stretch they come.
No, I wasn't there.
No. I thought you were running one of your super modifieds.
Yeah. The other one, I haven't worked on it recently. It's not ready to go.
I
had plenty of time, too, all winter with the COVID.
I know.
I really could have put that thing together.
You know, I got a set of wrenches.
You're
going to
bring some struts
go.
Over for me.
Set of wrenches are just itching.
I know.
Work on your super modified.
I know.
We got to get ready for the season.
I'm just laughing at the thought of him working on a car.
Yeah. Oh, I have actually. I probably did more on cars
on a creeper.
I don't know how to do that kind of stuff.
Underneath.
But I'm not a little.
No, he's more the racer. You know,
I'm more the driver here.
The rest of us take care of the mechanical stuff.
Yeah, okay. Right. All right.
Yeah. No, I haven't gotten it fixed. I'll let you know when I get that thing going. Yeah.
No, I went to I'm
building a new one in a big barn.
To attend a funeral service. And I know you've experienced this before, too.
Yes.
Where you have some preacher get up there. This was not the case, by the way. Preacher gets up there who knows. And you know this happens all the time.
Right.
They know nothing about the person they're doing the service for.
Oh, I don't. I hate those.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine's mom, he pronounced her name, first and last name, wrong.
Jesus.
And it was at a funeral home. It wasn't a church, but it was a minister. You know.
That's inexcusable.
Yeah. This was in a church. His mom attended that church. So my buddy would run across this pastor every once in a while. So he was somewhat acquainted with him.
Right.
And threw out a few of his catchphrases. And it was like you could tell he actually knew the guy. So that was decent.
All right.
And then the guy,
town, yeah.
Right, the guy who gave the eulogy made me tear up. So
that was you.
That would be me. Yeah. I did my best to try to hold it together, but that's tough.
Yeah, it is. I did it for one of my friends back east years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I
did mine. Mine was in a church, and I could speak freely, and I could tell stories about them. And it was I like that a lot better.
Oh, wow. See, the stories I have with this guy.
Wouldn't fly in church.
Yeah, would not have been
appropriate. Oh, I know that.
For that venue.
I know all those stories.
Lightning might have struck at that point.
So, when I was at the racetrack, the horse racetrack, a buddy of mine, speaking of that, a friend of ours, brother passed away, and they had a race for him there at the track because the brother was a a degenerate gambler, and that's by his own admission, by the way.
Wait, they were not. There was not live racing, was there?
Yeah, there was.
Oh, there was
live racing this weekend.
So
too,
one of them was in his honor.
Yeah, yeah. Remember,
really?
Remember they had a live race there for us at Horseman's Park, and you know, we got one was in his honor. So there was live racing along. Obviously, the Preakness was on TV later on that afternoon. But I love the whole. I don't really. I'm not a better. I'm not a horse racing guy, but the atmosphere around horse tracks is always funny because it's just people just buried in their papers, man. And now we went to this one. We were in this one area. It was just a bunch of old dudes buried in their papers. And they'd walk over and they'd talk to our buddy and they'd go, "Who do you like?" "Well, I think I'm like the Ford." Nobody knows Dick.
I'll be broadcasting live from there a couple weeks from now.
Yes, you will. Yes,
Memorial
you will.
Day weekend,
yes,
I'll be there for more live racing.
It was a good time. But you had to wear your mask if you at the window when you bet. And if you wanted to walk around with one on, you could. I could see some people were and some people weren't. You know, and then outside, obviously, there weren't many people. It was a beautiful day on Saturday in our city.
No, so. I missed that. Who won the Preakness?
Not Medina Spirit.
Yeah, not the other horse.
They caught Medina Spirit at the end. They just passed him.
Oh, he came in third?
Yeah, he came in third.
Oh, if only Medina Spirit.
He wasn't jacked up, man. He wasn't jacked up. He wasn't jacked up.
If only he didn't some urine stain.
He passed this week or something like that. Bob Baffert was on SNL, which was Beck Bennett. That was great.
He was good.
Do I look like somebody who's kind of creepy?
Yes.
He was excellent,
Would give drugs to a horse? Yeah, yeah, you do.
It's like exactly like a guy that would give drugs to a horse. Craig Evans will be here.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You got any Deadpool hits this weekend?
I don't think so.
I didn't see any.
I think he still might be working on Norman Lloyd.
Oh, he is? Okay. All right.
I mean, that was 499.
And Craig Evans. Yeah. Also, we had another email about the sex club conversation. Apparently, there's sex clubs near every military base.
Yeah, here it is.
Yep.
I won't give his name. I know I'm late, but Sarah, you just heard her call if you were listening to the appetizing pregame or
Sarah
whatever we call
Lincoln,
it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Explained it all pretty perfectly, and I just wanted to share that no matter the branch, every military community has a sex club for deployed spouses. When I was in the Navy, our battalions were numbered. Yeah, West Coast.
Okay, here's the deal with this. This is what's crazy about this. I'm not, you know, listen, I was not a faithful guy when I was just running around being a single guy back in the day. But I don't understand the reason of getting married and then, okay, I'm going to go get deployed, honey. You want to go get laid? Go ahead. Does that sound old-fashioned? I don't know. I'm sure there's some guys that say, "Hey, honey, I'll wait for you. You wait for me because we love each other and we're married," right? But it's like it just sounds like there's clubs everywhere where just wives, the husbands go away to war. Wherever they're going to be stationed for a year, and all of a sudden the wives, "Well, we're horny and we're young, so we're just going to bang while you're gone." I mean, whatever.
It sounds
then don't
like,
get married. Then don't get married, right, man.
It's an accepted arrangement.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
yeah, but didn't they also say if you get married, you get extra pay?
They do.
So,
that doesn't mean all of them are fake. I think most of them are real high school sweethearts that actually love each other.
Yeah, and but they also couldn't imagine giving up a year of banging in their 20s.
Right. Well, then don't get married. Or don't marry a guy in the service, you know? Don't marry women in the service.
Some of them might not even be married. They might just still be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Well,
they're going to stay together, but
that,
while they're deployed, it's on.
Easier said than done. First of all, the guy's over there. He might be able to get some hooker somewhere.
Sure.
She just back home just banging guys in the town. They're going to run into people. They come out of the Applebee's. Yeah. Oh, it's a guy I banged at the sex club last week.
Because most of those guys are probably, when they get deployed, really young.
Yeah.
And you don't see people settling into, arrangements or become thruples
until
a little later on in life.
No.
I can't imagine. I probably would have been really jealous.
You would say, "No, I want to go away. If you cheat on me, we're done." That's what you would say. You wouldn't say, "Go bang everybody at the sex club for a year." By the way, I'm all for the sex club and banging. I'm just saying, I could not be that guy that goes away you know, looking at a photo of your wife.
It'd be tough.
And then she's just banging, just getting right. lubed in some no club every weekend.
Yeah, she's about to go to the sex club.
Every weekend. Every weekend, man.
I'm in the sand and she's in a pile of bodies.
Exactly. All right. So I'm not old-fashioned, because obviously I'm not, but that just seems like, why hell are you with somebody?
Well, and the other thing I think we're also forgetting is the guy's deployed. Might not necessarily be going to hookers. They could be just banging people within the deployment as well.
I understand.
I mean, there are female
soldiers.
Yeah, there
are some. But, I mean, there's
I think that would that probably happen.
Yeah. I'm sure it does.
And I don't know where a better place to be deployed to. Like, would you get laid more if you were in Korea than, say, Kuwait?
I guess. Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's just my guess.
You're down the Kuwaiti hooker shop.
I don't know.
I don't think they call them over there. They call them hooker shops
I've never
there.
Been deployed.
No,
so.
I think there's a religious aspect of hookers in certain places, too. So maybe Korea, they'll just let you. I don't know.
Yeah, the Middle Eastern countries seem a bit more restrictive.
Right. Women would be a little more conservative in the Middle Eastern countries.
Well, they probably kill them.
Yeah, and possibly you.
In certain area. And possibly you. Okay, there's a whole conversation we know nothing about. None of us were ever in the Army. None of us were ever married to that young. That whole scene. And none of us were ever in Kuwait. So if you've done any of those, give us a call.
Yeah, and you're all safer because we've never been in the military.
So if you have that perspective, you got all kinds of ways you can get a hold of us.
All right.
Email us TNT@TNTRadioEmpire.com. Twitter. @TNT Radio Empire, the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire Facebook page.
And Craig Evans in a few. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.